Hello.
Colin. Hey, buddy. Get down, bud. You're such a cool boy.
Oh, God. He wants to make his debut.
He's such a cool boy. Are you the best dog, bud? Oh, he's a good boy. You're a good boy, buddy.
Like, damn, I haven't been touched in 5 minutes.
He's a good dog. Dang, there was something I was going to say, too. We were talking about, and I wanted to start it off and, like, tell you here. Let's do our thing where we tag everybody. And everybody's like, oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on.
What are you doing? Why are you tagging? Oh, sure. This is cool. This is cool.
At highlight. I'm sorry, everybody. I know this pisses people
JBMDL. Off, but... What's going on? Yeah, good to see you. What's up, Deanne? We have a good conversation today. We were going to have a guest, but his kids are not feeling well. So we are we're going to be covering a topic today. And I think Wade is actually going to be jumping in with us too.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know if he is.
No pressure.
What's up, Mark? But yeah, so we're going to be hanging out and we're going to talk about Pride today.
Yo, it's...
And Mark, I think it's an important one.
Mark and Deanne are just like...
Always on it.
They're on it. They're like, we can't even sneeze before after we go live before they're in here. And present.
Oh, yeah. He'll come in a few
minutes.
He
wasn't in here last time.
Really?
Yeah, I noticed that. Because
Wait, wasn't it later? He came in late.
I don't think so.
Like mad late.
I don't think so.
All right. We'll see. I'll go back and check that out. I'm pretty sure he came in like mad late.
Me and Mark about to do some Pokemon hunting later.
And Matt Davies right there, Captain America. What's up, bro? Good to see you. He's helping us out, reaching out to tattoo artists and such for the tattoo convention, which is pretty dope.
Hey, if anybody wants to get a group together with me and Mark and go Pokemon hunting.
Hit them up.
Yeah, we do walks, nature walks, and we Pokemon hunt.
Oh, yeah. And then LinkedIn's the other place.
Yo, I got to tell you the funniest story.
Go ahead. We're both
Mark laughing. Probably knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Laughing before we go. So, I love it.
So 2 weeks ago, I want to say, me and Mark were Pokemon hunting, right? We went down to my park that I do my nature walks in, and he joins me sometimes. And there was like an event going on where there was Mewtwo's in a raid, and I don't have one of them suckers yet.
Okay.
So
the Mewtwo?
Just me and Mark, we can't beat a raid because it's like got an incredible amount of CP. And so like we were like, oh, do we want to hit it? Do we don't want to hit it? And then like we're walking away from the raid, and then I see heads pop up towards it. And I was like, oh my God, there's people in there. So me and Mark turn around, we go into it, and they started the raid already and we missed it. And I was like, damn. So I'm like looking around, and then I see this dude sitting in his car going like this. Because he's throwing Pokeballs with his finger.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh shit, they're fucking playing. And it's a car full of dudes. There's like four dudes in the car. And then I look behind him and I was like, oh fuck, they're playing too. And then like this Escalade, black Escalade with blacked out windows. The windows roll down. Four black dudes in the Escalade. We go, we're playing too, yo. I was like, no way. So they're like, yo, we're going all the way around too. All the raid sites. You want to join us? And me and Mark, we got back into his fucking car and we drove around with these. It was like four or five cars of people going to all these raids. And
that's pretty
cool. I
caught
myself a shiny Mewtwo.
That's cool.
But it was awesome. So there's a big community out there. And I think Mark is really excited to like get into the community. And
that's cool.
So that's going to be our new nature walk / friends group thing.
That's pretty cool. You got to find something.
Hilarious. These the black dudes are fucking huge too. They were like, they were big dudes, and they just rolled down the window, and they were like, "We're flying too."
That's dope. I love that. Yeah, man. So we're gonna get into it today. I still can't believe you got the shiny, is what Mark said. Let me actually put up our official FML stuff here.
Yeah, let's.
Let's be
official.
Yeah, I got the official stuff going on up there. All right, so today's topic, we're gonna get into it. I think it's gonna be a good one. talk about pride. And the reason why, so this week we went to, I was invited to go talk to an older veteran, and his name was Dennis Foster. You can go watch a whole interview on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, wherever you can, you know, basically watch a video.
It was a great interview.
Dennis was fantastic. You know, just getting to know him a little bit. He's a really nice man and, you know, wise. And I love the beginning when he was talking about, you know, he was awesome. I love talking about, you know, his whole story, really. He was a part of the Cuban Missile Crisis. He was on the ship and he was talking about how ready, you know, all of them were ready for a fight. Actually, it was unbelievable. And yeah, pride, big time. We're definitely going to talk about pride. And I love how he brought up, you know, he found that pride is genuinely a, you know, something that can get really dark really fast, you know, when you're too prideful and you have to try to focus more on humility. And I really found that to be pretty insightful, but, you know, which is why I would love to, you know, talk to Rocco about it today, because I know you're pretty insightful yourself. And I think we've talked about that a lot. And I can't wait for Wade to jump on too, because Wade also talks about pride and how negative pride is, and how bad it can be, especially when it's used wrong, I think too. And, you know, there's a lot of discussion around that. I know in general, especially amongst the Stoic philosophy community, and, you know, and how pride is literally something you should not have. I know also in religion, in Christianity, it's one of the sins. You should have no pride, because it can literally lead to a dark way of life and thinking, and almost thinking you're better than other people is really, I think, the whole argument that they go with. So I don't know. I found Dennis to be such an inspiration in the way that, you know, he communicated what he fought through, and, you know, been sober for 42 years, other than a little sip of champagne that he had one time. Yeah. He was like, I had a little sip of champagne, but I didn't want anything else. So I was like, all right, I'll give you that. But yeah, that was a great interview, and I highly recommend everybody going and checking that out. Ooh, and his quote, I love this quote when he was like, oh yeah, I served back when ships were made of wood and men were made of iron.
Yep.
Oh, so sick. Damn, dude, that shit hit. That was amazing. It was such an awesome quote.
I was playing the interview at my job, and I had like five people around me, like sitting there watching and listening to it.
Yeah.
Oh God, how cool is that? He was infectious. He really was. Present. There it is. There's my dude.
What's up, Jeremy? But yeah, man, let's jump into it. Let's talk about a little bit about pride today. And, we would love to also get people's input as usual. Please comment, your thoughts on the topic, which today is going to be pride. What you think pride is, if it's good, if it's bad, black and white, that's what we're looking for. Good or bad. That's it. You know, no in-betweens. Is it good or is it bad? That's what we're looking for. Go ahead. That's the hard part.
Then you can't answer.
I served with Lombard. Nice, Sean. Wait, is that in response to pride? Or is that just something...
Oh, okay. That's the wrong kind of pride.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of pride.
All no, love Lombard.
I don't think it's black and white.
No,
I think there's a good time for pride, and there's definitely a bad time for pride. I watched Dennis's interview in its entirety, and I agree with how pride was presented in that interview, and how bad it can be, and how dangerous it can be. What are you doing?
I'm listening to see if you're clear.
Oh, am I clear?
Yeah.
Check.
Just do
one,
your thing.
One, two.
Yeah, keep going.
I think pride can be a wonderful thing too, right? So, before we go into the wonderful part of it, the dangerous aspect of it, right? Pride can stop you from reaching out for help. Pride can... you know, especially for a man, right? I'm not discounting the ladies here, but a man's pride is boosted by testosterone, and it makes you, you know, try to be the typical man and try to be tough and try to be callous and, rub some dirt on it, get up and brush your shoulders off, shit like that.
Yeah, I love that shit.
If you have that kind of pride and you can't express yourself, it can be very dangerous. If you don't allow yourself to have an outlet because you consider it being weak or, you don't want to look weak in front of your family or in front of your friends or peers or whatnot.
Hmm.
That kind of pride is dangerous because if you neglect yourself for so long, it can lead to a dangerous area. Pride is a Todd on Instagram says, pride is a double-edged sword that you must walk upon with the utmost respect because of your prideful, if you're too prideful.
And you're too prideful and you're an asshole, yeah.
But if you don't have enough, you don't care. There's a fine line with it. There's definitely a fine line with it. And I think that's what I'm trying to get to, Todd. And I'm glad you see, you see that side of it because, obviously, like I was saying, if you let pride get a hold of you and you neglect yourself, you could neglect your mind and your body, then you're going to go to shit. I know from experience. But pride can also be a wonderful thing.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's it. Exactly that, what Jeremy said. Pride is good, ego is bad. And I agree with that. Pride can be a wonderful thing.
Hmm.
You should have, if you accomplish something big, you should have pride. And pride is also a two-way street. You can have pride for yourself and you can have pride for other people. When, Claire graduated college, I was fucking proud. When my kids do big things, I'm proud. When I do big things, when I got my first, big job, I was proud of myself. Well, I'm proud of my service. I'm proud of the things I've done and the people that I've seen. And pride can be good too. It can be uplifting. It can be beneficial to the mind as well as harmful. So that's my thought process on it. I don't think it's black and white. I think there is a gray area where it's acceptable, and there's a dark area where it's dangerous. Where our attention's off screen right now because he's actually Googling difference between pride
and proud.
And proud.
I find this topic to be. I actually find this topic to be incredibly difficult because.
Did you mean pride versus ego?
No, not at all. I meant pride. And the reason why is because proud and pride, like I feel like there is a difference. Prideful, confidence, being overly confident, arrogant. Because you know what comes in my brain is actually humility, right? Because if I think about pride, I actually do find pride to be, a genuine sickness. And I find myself being proud of others. But I don't think that's the same. I'm proud of you. And pride for yourself leads to not being humble and having humility, because humility is still accepting what you did and you are happy for yourself and you're grateful that you were able to do that. And you're grateful to be in a position where you're able to achieve something great or something good or whatever. And I find pride to be where it's all about you. It's a very you thing. And I find that to be something, me personally, I try to get away from. And I think that's what is meant by the downfall of pride. But you can be proud of people. Like, I'll give you an example. My cousin, oh my God, my young cousin, pride is taking confidence within. I don't know if I agree with that. Sometimes it can be spoken in an ugly term because of the way people let pride show externally. See, like, confident humility, what you just actually did is it's humility. is the confidence within yourself to just be happy for yourself.
Well, being happy for yourself can be pride.
I don't agree with that.
Like, I am proud of the steps that I took for my mental health with actually getting up and going to a therapist and a psychologist.
See, you said proud of. That's why I'm looking for the difference between pride and proud. You see what I'm saying? Because like pride is like
pride in the fact that I
you take pride. I don't know if that makes sense, but pride is to me, it's something that's like a slippery slope, like a medicine. Like there's certain medicines you can take that can be good for you, but if you do too much of it, it could be really detrimental. I don't know. It's really hard. It's a really hard term. Oh, Wade joined in. Hi, Wade. Welcome.
Hello.
We're going to have to do this. But so we're talking about pride. I think you heard that. So, you know, I just for sake of argument, what's up, Gear? How you doing, Gear? Damn, it's been a while. I'm trying to decipher the difference right now between pride and if it's ever good to have pride or not, or if it's humility that is really the thing that we should strive to have, because one is aiming for center, this being center, and one is bringing you up and another can bring you down.
Well, I think it's also a matter of what you have pride in. Mm-hmm. Right. And in my example, the steps that I took for my mental health, I had to have humility in order to allow myself to feel weak and portray that I'm weak and show other people that I needed help.
Yep.
So I think like having pride in the fact that I was able to show that weakness and show my emotions and seek help.
You were humble enough to do it though.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Is
pride and humbleness. Pride,
but I guess it would depend on what you're proud of.
I don't think pride is one dimensional. Like you could be humble and have pride in something. I think there's a difference between
ego. You think ego. It's contradictory at all?
No, I think there's ego. Ego is different than pride.
I agree. Okay.
You know, you could be like pride, ego, and then being humble, you know?
Pride in tacos.
Yeah.
It's funny he says that to Wade.
Yeah, what's that? What's up with that, dude?
Yeah, dude, that feels racist, Jeremy. but I don't know. Pride rarely admits wrongdoings or mistakes. That's true.
There's a good pride and a bad pride.
There
definitely is.
I don't know, man.
I think pride is. I'm gonna say I think pride is an excellent tool in motivating you to accomplish things that people say you cannot do, right? When people tell you you can't do something, usually it's some sort of pride that fuels you to prove them wrong. You know, pride in
self. I don't agree with that, bro.
I don't agree with that.
I find that negative.
I think that's more revenge.
Yeah, that's revenge shit, boy.
I think that's where it teeters into the dangerous aspect.
Yeah, because I can tell you, from my perspective, I live that life.
What's up, Tanner Montana?
Tanner, what's up, dude? So I feel like my whole existence at this point in the past at least decade has been you can't do this. People saying that to me, right? The only time I ended up becoming able to do anything was when I recognized their opinion genuinely doesn't fucking matter. Right. It's the exact opposite.
That's humility.
It's the exact opposite of what you were just saying to me. Right. Like I was able to end up achieving so much because with everything, not just with Refit and stuff like that, because that took a whole fucking team. It wasn't just me. I had to become humble enough to recognize, you know what? The only way I'm able to achieve anything is if I have Rocco, if I have Wade, if I have Dan, if I have TJ, if I have all these fucking dudes in my corner who are down for the fight and want to go forward. It's the only way we're going to be able to do it, right? Deanne, too. Got to shout out Deanne.
That's humble. That's being
that's
humble.
That's what I'm saying.
But when you're old and gray and Project Refit has...
Never.
No, I'm just saying, when you're old and gray and Project Refit have saved thousands more lives than it already has, it has grown up to be an outlet for everybody to be what it's supposed to be, and it was carried on the backs of
so many people. Yeah,
but no, in the beginning, it was you started it all. Yeah. You, Dan, and Chris, boom, here we are. We are pushing this thing out from absolutely nothing, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll give myself a little bit of pride.
You should.
Myself. Nah. Yeah, motherfucker. Point proven. Point proven.
It's not proven yet.
No,
I have absolutely. I have an argument back.
So, but when you're old and gray and you look back,
yeah,
you're allowed to say, wow, I'm proud of myself for starting this because it turned
into something
big. You just
said proud of. Remember, there's
proud and pride are the same thing.
I don't think so.
It's
proud of is actually showing you're taking yourself out of it because you're proud of other people around you too.
No, you can be proud
having
of yourself.
Pride within yourself for something. I feel like takes away from the spirit. So I'll never feel pride for where I went to because I don't want to infiltrate the spirit of this organization. Straight up, like I never want to feel pride. I was even talking to Dennis about that too. Like I don't like pride. I don't think it's a good. I don't want to ever feel too prideful because if I begin to feel too prideful, I start putting myself above other people. If I'm proud of, because it's following up when you're proud of something, it's actually setting up a manifesto for someone else taking over or a humility portion, speaking to humility.
You know what I think the difference is
now
that I'm thinking about it?
Yeah, what's that?
The difference between proud and pride. I think they're the exact same thing, but I think pride is a characteristic. I think proud is the action of being proud
I can
of
fuck
yourself.
With that.
I think pride is the characteristic of being too proud all the time.
Yeah.
I think it's like a singular and multiple situation.
I can agree with that actually because pride is like I hold pride. People hold pride.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why are you holding on to pride? You should be proud of other people, proud of the accomplishment. That's what it is.
I think it also depends on how you say it too. It's like a noun verb situation. It's like I can have pride in the fact that I've done this to better myself.
Tanner said something cool too.
But if you have pride as a characteristic and you are just a prideful person,
yeah, fuck you.
It can be not great.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
It can be a fucking asshole. So I think it's just how you use it, to be honest.
Well, No. We don't backtrack on what you said. You just discounted what you said. I agree with what you said. It's not just how you use it. There is a difference.
Yeah.
One is you're holding it, right? Mm-hmm. Like the example of that snake.
You're
that,
holding
like,
it bite, or you
yeah,
are
yeah.
it.
That's right. And it fucking bites you and shit. So Tanner said, I think pride is a good thing. It allows you to carry yourself in everyday life and fight
Agree.
Situations to full potential.
Agree.
I don't know.
What about pride and what about right? We're a nonprofit for veterans and first responders. What about pride in country? How many wars has that got us through? We're fucking America. There is pride in that.
Now I think you're talking about a different
still
pride,
separate,
which is
yeah,
why I said
him.
It depends on how you use it, right? You can be proud that you are Hispanic
I'm
or
proud
black.
Of being
you
an
can
American.
Be proud,
proud
of you can be proud of being Native American. You can be proud of being gay. You can be proud of being American.
Proud of.
I think that's a different version of it, which is why I said it depends on how you're using it.
Mm.
It's not always pride being a bad thing, mm-hmm. but pride being a negative personality trait. I think it's when it envelops who you are as a person.
It's a tool. If you have a hammer, right, you can use it to tear down a wall or you can use it to build things. How you want to use pride is up to you.
100%.
I thought you're gonna go say like you could use a hammer to kill somebody, which is really
well,
negative.
That too.
Yeah. Because I mean, I've broken down walls with hammers, and it's been a part of construction.
You know what I mean? It's how you use it. Pride is not bad.
Yeah.
Pride can be bad. Being humble can be bad. When you don't recognize what you're doing enough, can be a bad thing. You know.
Do you think so?
Yes, it can cause people to not believe in you if you aren't. Telling people you believe in your dream, then how can you expect them to believe in your dream? Being humble is good. Like, I definitely believe in being a humble man, but I also believe that there is a time and place to let people know what the fuck is up, you know?
There's definitely a time and a place for pride. There's definitely a time and a place for pride.
My boy.
And like I said, I think it's just how you use it, man. I don't agree that it's not something that you should have. I do think that it can be a helpful tool, like Tanner said.
Tanner Montana.
I think it can also be a fucking cancer. It can kill you. It can definitely kill you. But I think it can definitely carry you through a lot.
Hmm.
Yep.
So I don't agree with entirely with what you guys were saying.
I got an example here, right?
Go ahead.
And this is probably a terrible example. It's ignorance and pride. So I broke my leg, right, doing some dumb stuff. And the doctor told me that I needed surgery. I just didn't believe this doctor. I believed in my capability to heal myself. And that was pride, right? My leg does not hurt. This is like 4 years ago. My leg does not hurt, dude. And I'm squatting 350, man. Pride got me that far. It's not a bad thing. Like sometimes believing in yourself is all you have. Because, dude, you're the only person you have at the end of the day.
Is pride believing in yourself, though?
Hell yeah.
That's confidence.
Where's the line between confidence and pride?
I think you're right. I think exactly what I was saying earlier, it's pride can be multiple things. It just depending on how you use it. So, you know, I support that 100%. I think, you know, whether you call it pride or confidence or thankfulness or, you know, whatever you want to call it, I think it all just depends on who you are and how much of it you have.
Claire's always spitting some bars on here, bro.
She is, man.
Claire does. I actually, Claire, I think you're onto something with that. I'm actually going through my head right now and listening and taking in what everybody's saying, trying to find out because what you're talking about when you say that you used pride to help you get to the next level, I don't think that's pride in my brain. I think there's other things happening. I think just because you say you're using pride doesn't mean it's actually pride, right? That's I'll just start out there. To me, in my world, and what I'm thinking about is the first thing that comes to my brain is Ski has fucking grit, right? Like you have grit. You are confident in who you are and you know you can get to the next level, right? Like you know you can get yourself better. You have grit to do that. You've been through shit before. This isn't going to stop me. I'm going to keep on pushing through, right? That's what I think for that. For pride is... you're so proud or you're so stuck in having pride, it actually won't allow you to even move forward. That's what I think of with pride. Pride, I find it to be mud. Like I'm stuck in not being able to, because you had to humble yourself actually to find the grit to be able to move forward, to recognize you're in a bad place. You had to humble yourself to recognize where you were. You had the grit to be able to push through that. And you were able to, I forget the other thing I was saying too, but I don't think it had anything to do with pride. I don't see it being pride with that in my view of what you just described to me in that scenario. Like I've had similar scenarios where it's like, you know, I'm stuck. I can't, like I'm being told I can't do something. And then I push through it and I didn't use pride. Pride never even entered my brain, right? Because it was more like, dude, I'm stronger than this. I have the ability to do this. I can use my voice to move forward and to move mountains, right? Like I know that, like I can use my brain to get around this. I find the concept that you described in that scenario was not actually pride.
Gumption.
All right.
You feel me? Do you see what I'm saying?
I do, but I got to be real here.
Hit it. Yeah.
Give me my emotions at the time. I was like, this is, like I said, it was like a blurred line between ignorance and pride. I, in my head, was like, fuck this doctor. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Like, I know
that's that confidence.
I'm capable of fucking, you know, going, you said next level, but really it was just, I'm capable of, you know, carrying myself through whatever this doctor is telling me, because I had pride in myself. It wasn't being proud. I had pride in myself. I was like, I'm not going to sit on a couch for 6 months and go through surgery over what this doctor is saying maybe might happen. Like, I wasn't going to allow myself to be a couch potato. That is pride.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Hit me with it.
Now, what would you call it if the same situation happened, but your leg gave out, folded behind itself, and while you're trying to lift weights, and the doctor turned out to be right, and you needed those surgeries, and now your leg doesn't work for the rest of your life?
I call it pride gone wrong. You know,
that's pride.
Yeah,
it's
a double-edged sword. Yeah, like Jeremy said over here.
That's when pride's a good thing and a bad thing. It depends on the outcome. The
same thing too, actually. That's a thing though. I don't see, you know what I just had the thought of actually? With that setup that you just had, it's actually, okay. Wow. Interesting. Let's think about this. So pride gone wrong. So you got through it, the confidence, the grit, all the shit that you had to get through that. And I'm not going to use pride yet. But I'm going to try to see it, because it's like pride comes out when you failed, your leg gave out, you're fucked now, you can't like walk straight. And then it's like, oh, I let my pride, you know, enter in, and I let it take over. Right. And then I push myself too far and too hard. But like if you made it all the way through and everything went well, like it did just now, it's like, oh, I had grit, I had confidence, I had that. I'm actually starting to see how we will pull up the definition. I actually have pulled it up.
That's what I've been doing.
Yo, I know. Hang on. I didn't want to do that yet though. I want us to discuss it first.
I got it, dude. And I'm like, ooh, I see this one that I like.
Oh, no, you're cherry picking.
Oh,
now?
He's cherry picking definitions.
Oh, you're cherry picking now?
No.
He's so, like, I like this one.
If you pull it, up. And then I went into the like synonyms. Right?
Yeah. Hang on, go ahead, wait, what?
Hey man, come on. And then I went into synonyms, you know, because I was like, all right, like, dude, I'm just, you know, digging.
I love that.
I'm getting my foxhole ready. There's two of you and one of me.
Actually, he's on
your
side.
I'm on your side.
I know. I'm kidding. Man. I'm kidding.
But okay, let's see what Claire says real quick. All right. So I don't think pride is always a superiority complex. I think it's a shame in themselves. But others will think of them as a person, like ruining their self-image. Then the prideful person feels less of themselves for needing help. That's actually interesting. It's not always a superiority complex. I think it's a shame. Yo, what's up, Seth? I think it's a shame in themselves of what others will think of them as a person, like ruining their self-image, then prideful. You know, I think I have something. Okay. And then we'll look up the definition after this. Well, I mean, if anybody has any responses, please like say it. But what she just described is the downfall of pride. It's actually when like I'm so proud, I guess we'll say proud of myself, because pride, when you're proud of yourself and you're holding on to pride, you're making it about you and you're focusing too much on yourself. That's like a narcissistic trait almost. And then it becomes, if somebody doesn't accept you for what you are and what you're proud of, it actually, that's what I had to do. And I didn't use pride to build everything. I didn't do everything that I said I was doing because I was too proud before. I had to let go of pride to be able to achieve everything because it's not about me. That's why we even say that shit. Yo, it's not about me. It's not about me. This organization, the things that we're doing here, it's not about me. It's about me doing it for other people. It's about the other people that we're serving. That's actually the slippery slope, I guess you could say, of pride. I got to put on a new shirt. This one doesn't fucking fit me. I'll be right back.
Extra medium, dog.
It is. This is a medium. I'm going to be real. This is a medium, and it shrunk even more, so I got to take it off.
It's all good.
I still don't like that.
That's the slippery slope. That's what it is.
I don't like that. I don't. I think he just regurgitated the same thing that he said before.
I think me and you were on the same page, right? Like, pride, not one dimensional, right? Like, there's, no. it's It's definitely all over. Could be good, could be bad, could be actually like nothing. Sometimes people are just arrogant and they just have pride in nothing.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And what I love about what Claire said is superiority complex. I think when pride's a bad thing, I don't think it should be called pride. I think it should be called something else, because pride can definitely be used in a multitude of ways. And should James feel prideful of the fact that he worked as hard as he has to get Project Refit to be where it is right now with the help of other people?
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He should feel proud about that. Should I feel proud of it? I have been struggling for a while to feel proud about anything about what Project Refit has become, but James has beat it into me to start feeling that, and he might have not called it
that. Be happy for it. Yeah, be grateful that you're here. Yeah.
I am grateful that I'm here, but yeah. I think you can have both. I think it I think pride is good or bad depending on the outcome, and I love the superiority complex that Claire said, because I think if you use pride in the wrong sense, it doesn't become pride anymore.
All right.
I think it becomes a superiority complex.
High inordinate. Okay, so we have pride or prideful. A high or inordinate opinion of one's own dignity, importance, merit, or superiority, whether as cherished in the mind or as displayed in bearing conduct, etc. Proud is feeling deep pleasure or satisfaction as a result of one's own achievements or qualities. There is a major difference between the two there.
And I got one right here.
Major difference. Proud. That's what I was saying. I agree with proud. And what you were saying,
I want to hear what his is, because this is literally the first definition that you brought up. So I want to hear, Wade's
definition. It says consciousness of one's own dignity. I love that definition because it's pride in a good context there, you know, like if we're swallowing our pride, right?
Hang on. I went off the actual definition from like the dictionary. That's what was pulled directly from the dictionary.
So did he.
I'm on Oxford.
Oh, consciousness of one's own dignity.
He swallowed his pride and asked for help.
That's humbleness.
Yeah. That's
so that's not.
Hold on here. Hold on. That example actually defends James's case a little bit.
Yeah,
he swallowed his pride and asked for help.
That's right.
Meaning he got rid of his pride.
He had to get rid of it
in order to ask for help.
But what I'm saying is pride could be used in it, right? Just we word this sentence any way we want.
No.
But that's how it is. I'm not making up the definition. But what I'm saying here is pride is not bad. Like, you can push pride aside and get help, but still maintain your pride. Yeah.
I still agree. Especially when it's used as a verb. It says be especially proud of. And the example is she always prided herself on her ability to deal with a crisis. Now there's right now you're talking about the difference between being prideful and humility.
Humility, yeah.
And how, and I think it's just the level of your pride. I think if
how
you
it's,
have a
you know what you
modest
said before, context,
level of
yeah.
pride,
yeah.
I think is fine. I think it's uplifting. It's good for your mental health. It's good for your self-care to be proud of yourself and be prideful of yourself, of your accomplishments.
If it's
but
reasonable.
When you're boisterous about it and it's the levels of it.
It depends
on what you're talking about. And it's very, it's dependent. It depends on what you're doing with it.
So I'm going to share it for everybody to see actually, so they can understand what we're looking at. So I don't block out that.
I will say this. So Rocco, you were in what were you in? Sorry, what you were in the Army?
Army Guard.
Okay. So you ever been on a battalion run before?
Oh yeah.
So the difference between proud and pride here is proud you're proud of that guide on, and pride allows you to carry that guide on during the run.
I think the pride of carrying that guide on gets you through that battalion,
which
run.
Is humbling. Yeah. What you guys are talking about and referring to is a definition of pride I can agree with, because it's actually inherently talking about being humble. You're proud of your humbleness. You're proud of being able to be so humble to carry your brother through a run.
That's motivation.
And that's pride, motivational
that's,
too.
Pride
yeah.
can be motivational. Yeah, absolutely.
In that sense. So I like when you're using it as a high inordinate opinion of one's own dignity or importance of merit, superiority, whether cherished in the mind or displayed, like that to me, I think, okay, Sap said, I think that's honor, what you guys just described.
That,
and then proud, feeling a deep pleasure or satisfaction as a result of one's own achievements.
I think this is where it becomes a good or bad thing, okay? And I think...
Agreed. This is negative.
Once again, a high or inordinate opinion of one's own dignity.
It's like narcissistic.
Importance, merit, or superiority, whether as cherished in the mind... or is displayed in bearing conduct, etc. So displayed in the mind, meaning I'm proud of this. Displaying it means, hey, guys, everybody over here, look how proud I am. You know what I mean? And I think that's the using it wrong and using it right thing.
I would never want to associate myself with a person like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you inside here, I can be like, damn, I'm proud of this, man. I've got a lot of pride for this.
That's proud of yourself. 100%.
Yeah. If you look at this,
but proud and pride are the same thing. It's you can be prideful.
They're not.
I think it is.
But we're looking at it. So I love what C.S. Lewis even says here. It goes back to what I was saying before, like the narcissistic part of it, right? So true humility is not thinking less of yourself, it is thinking of yourself less.
Ooh.
Like that is almost. That's much better put than what I said, but that is what I meant. Like that is right there what I meant. Like it's when you take yourself out of the scenario and you recognize you are not the center of the universe and you can be proud of, I am very proud of Wade, very proud of you, very proud of Dan, very proud of TJ, all these motherfuckers who stepped up and helped out with everything, right? I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud that I have people I can lean on. Like, Wade, you're taking over a fucking stream and shit next weekend so I can get out. You love your eyes when you do that, by the way. It's one of my favorite things ever.
Why did what? You Brooklyn motherfuckers?
You I can't Brooklyn, see you guys.
You Brooklyn the shit out of that motherfucker.
I don't know, dude. I just...
Brooklyn the shit.
I literally almost fell off my chair.
Motherfuckers.
Motherfuckers, dude. But yeah, like I genuinely notice it and I see the difference in those. Like it's just pride leads to such a negative thing, dude. Like I just feel like it leads to bad shit.
I rolled my eyes. I can't even see you guys. I was trying to read the screen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want me to pull back up?
No.
I almost fell over is what I was saying. I literally was like,
okay.
He said that shit and I almost like fell back in my chair. I don't think anybody saw that actually.
I think the difference is this. I think the difference is to have pride is good, to be prideful is bad. I think it's the difference between, is it a tool that you temporarily are using or is it a personality trait? Pride versus prideful.
Pride, I think prideful is never used in a good context. Like, no. Ever. Nobody's ever not. Like, oh, dude, that dude's so cool. He's prideful. Like,
yeah. You know? Oh, God. He's so cool and prideful.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah, he's my favorite guy in the world.
I was prideful, overly confident, arrogant. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you looking at?
I agree with that.
Here, I'll share it again. That's not it.
Oh, now I can see you. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was prideful over. Yeah, okay. I can.
I think that's the difference to
shit,
me.
Shit, dog. Welcome to my.
Pride game. Is a tool that can be used however you want it. Prideful is a personality trait. And I think if you're prideful, that's the sin that Christians talk about. I think that's the bad thing that people want to stay away from, a prideful person.
Yeah, pride.
Having pride temporarily.
Pride does come before the fall. That's also my point.
Uplifting.
That's why when you play with fire, it's like the one ring in Lord of the Rings, like, oh, I'm going to use this ring for good. You might be able to use it for good for a little bit, but then you're going to be fucked, dude. Like, you're going to get corrupted by it. So, like, I just don't find it to be... I don't think pride in almost any scenario is good. I mean, that's, I have to stay on that. Like, I just proud, I can be proud of things. I can be proud of others and proud of myself for something. I can fuck with that, but I just can't, I can't see pride being good ever. I just, because it's such a negative, it's so addicting to become, because pride, to me, pride releases the dopamine side. You get addicted to pride. You get addicted to being so, so prideful. Like, you get so addicted to it because you want to be the center of attention. It's about you. It's about me. I did this.
I don't think it's about being at the center of attention. And I think that dopamine release and the, and having the feeling that you get when you're proud of yourself, when you have pride in yourself, can be motivational, can have you, you know, I'm proud of myself that I just landed this big job. I'm going to push forward and I'm trying to get it, going to try to get a promotion. It can carry you. It just depends on when and how much you use it, or if it becomes a personality.
You were proud of it.
I think
I'm proud of myself and I have pride in myself is the same exact thing. I really think they're the same thing.
I think having, being proud of your work is different, right? If you're a janitor, dude, and you're proud that you're a janitor, you're going to mop the floor. If you have pride in your work, you're going to wax that floor, dude. It's just, it can be harnessed in a beneficial way, man. Like, pride is not a bad thing. And James, I do get what you're saying.
Yeah.
You have to learn to harness it. Like, you know, I hate to say it, but punching somebody in the face, probably not always the answer, but punching somebody in the face sometimes is the fucking answer. You know, like, it's all in how you use it, man.
I absolutely agree with you that it can be.
That's awful. Not the same thing, the punching thing.
Moderation is key. Yeah, I agree, Jeremy.
I just, pride, I don't want to let pride in into my life ever. You know what I mean? Is a cocky person over prideful? Bam, that was well put, Rocco. I just think that the, even in your definitions that you keep saying, you always bring up proud. Right. When you're talking about yourself, you always say proud.
Because I see them as one and the same.
Yeah. But even the way you're talking about them, they're not.
It's just the way you say it. It's I'm proud of myself or I have pride in myself. It's I feel like they're the same thing.
Yep.
I don't know, man.
It's here, bro. It's here, dog.
No, I don't agree still though, because I have pride in myself is like the, to me, pride in myself is the I have pride in my muscles and like I have pride in myself, whereas like I'm proud of what I've done to build these muscles.
Right. Can I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Interrupt. What leader would you want to follow? The one who says that he's proud of himself or the one who says he has pride in himself? And those are two very different things.
Proud, 100%, because the pride motherfucker is going to feel threatened by you.
I'd
if you start doing well, he's going to feel threatened by you because he's so narcissistic. He's thinking about himself. That's too easy.
I'm going with the guy that has pride in himself, man, because I'm always going to follow somebody that has what I want.
That's also, yeah. I mean, have somebody that has pride in themselves, as long as it's not overdone, exudes confidence.
Rather be with a dude that's a humble leader, that's proud of himself and like, he's proud of what he's done and proud of the people and is not going to shit on me when I fuck up because it's going to, or if I start getting better than him, he's not going to try to hold me down because he's a narcissistic shithead.
Okay, so, what about I'm proud of this company or I have pride in this company?
I'm proud of it, dude. I just said it a little bit ago. I'm literally proud of it. Like, I can give you that example now. I literally just went through it. Like, I'm, because the company is not just, I know who's in it. I'm proud of the people because companies are just fucking, it's just a name, a cool name and shit. What the spirit of this company is you and Rocco and Dan and Chris and all the other motherfuckers that are a part of it. Like, also the spirit even of like, what's that?
You.
Right. Well, I appreciate that, but that's you saying that to me. I don't feel that way. Like I'm a part of it. I know I'm a part of it and I'm grateful for that. But like, I literally rid myself of pride 100%. Yeah. I am proud of myself for serving military service. I have pride in serving 8 years in 101st Airborne Division. Can you let go of that, Jeremy, though, to like move forward? So you have pride in other things too, or find yourself being proud of yourself in other ways too. Because if you hold on to pride for too long, you're going to be stuck there for the rest of your life. So can I ask you, do you associate pride with being narcissistic? I do, big time.
No, why do you?
Oh, why? Because it's about you. It's literally in the definition as well. Like, it's about, you're thinking so much about yourself. Like, oh, I'm proud. I have pride in me. Like, I'm pride. I have prideful. I'm prideful. Whereas proud is you're proud of a certain trait, right? And then you can move forward from that.
But can't there be levels of it? Can't there be like pride, uplifting, confidence, too much, asshole. Pride can be uplifting. Pride can be positive.
What's that quote again, Wade? That's before the fall?
Pride comes before the fall. And sorry, I'm doing something on my...
That's the fall.
Yeah. If you become prideful...
Why would I want to ever invite something into my life that I feel like would lead to that fall?
Because moderation is key, just like Jeremy said.
I only have to worry about moderating something when I don't let it in.
Well, then you're talking about something else. Then you're talking about... strength, inner strength.
Do you think perhaps, James, you're robbing yourself of a tool? If we've agreed that pride can be good and bad,
and I haven't yet
allowing it in. What's that?
I haven't agreed with that yet.
You should.
Just because you say I should doesn't mean I will.
Duh, bro.
I don't think I want to invite it in because I have other things about me that I can use, right? Like I have a lot of grit. I am an emotional punching bag. Danger, edge of rabbit hole showing. I don't know what that means. But I feel, oh, wait, Sap also said something. Each word you guys use will have a contextual meaning behind it that each of you will have. Pride is an umbrella term that trickles into other subconscious perception of oneself, whether it's positive or negative. And then we have example, I have pride in my son for how smart he has become. See, like I have pride in, I don't even think like you're proud of him. I have too much pride to see a therapist. Hold back, but a good amount of pride is healthy.
Love that.
I mean, yeah, you can, I don't agree though. Like you're proud of him. You're proud of how smart your son is, right? You're proud of him. You have too much pride to see a therapist is true. Like you have to become humble to recognize if you need to, you have to become humble.
Could
enough
you
to
also
do that.
Say I'm too proud to see a therapist? That's what I'm saying. Pride and proud are the same thing to me.
Hmm. Interesting. I can see that. That is interesting. I'm proud. I'm too proud.
Moderation.
Well, in that case, you're taking out the much because much goes into the proud. I'm proud. I'm too proud. You're describing pride in a different way within the definition of that. Proud of, I guess that's the definition of what we're proud of. That word of coming after is very important.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Of is very important.
It's like jumbo
because
shrimp.
No, because if you say I am proud,
it's like jumbo shrimp.
If you say I am proud, that is a characteristic. If you say I am proud of, that is singularity. That is, I'm proud of this situation. That's what I said. Is it your characteristic or is it an action?
Right. I agree with that. I still agree with that. That's something I 100% agree with because one, the characteristic of it, where you are a proudful, prideful person. I don't want to be around that person.
Yeah. Okay.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
I will always agree with that actually. But like, because that person to me, if you're so prideful, like you have so much pride in going back to what Jeremy said, like in serving 8 years in 101st Airborne, like you should be proud of that, but you shouldn't have pride in it. Like get away from that. You have to move your life forward.
But
you
I
know?
Think proud of, pride in is the same thing. I think proud is a characteristic. Proud of is targeting. I have pride is a characteristic. I have pride in is specific.
Yeah, I would agree. It's kind of like they're just different impactual statements, right? Like, proud is going to be more towards screw you, and this is just me being like straightforward. I have pride in. Hungry. Or pride
I don't
is
understand
more like
that
saying,
statement either. Go so, ahead, Wade. Go ahead, Wade.
So screw you, right? That's not that bad if I say that to somebody. Fuck you. That's a little bit more harsh, right?
Yeah.
So you got proud and you got pride. But at the end of the day, they're the same thing, dude. They just
You just gave me two negatives to go describe what you're trying to say as a positive.
Well, no, I mean, fuck you could be a good thing, you know?
I mean, it could. Okay. I just picked up what you're putting down. Good thing I'm lifting weights because I pick up on what's being put down.
I think that's where I'm at with this. I think pride and pride in, I think describes a singularity that you are proud of or have pride in, or it is a characteristic. You are a proud or prideful person. Mm-hmm. I think that's where I'm at. And I think one's a negative, and I think one is a extremely powerful tool.
God. Extremely powerful.
Mm.
Hey boys, I got to go try and save the world one person at a time. So
go do your job, baby.
But thanks for having me on. Okay.
Later, bro.
Love you, man.
Love you guys.
Love you very much, buddy. I can agree with the trait of it being something. Again, trait totally.
Trait or tool.
Aspect of it.
Yeah.
See, I'm proud of serving 101st Airborne. 101st, I have pride in the fact I graduated Airsoft school.
Airborne school, I think.
I'm going to have to do more thinking on this. This was a good conversation, though. Good arguments all around. And Claire, definitely draw up that visual. Definitely do that. What a deep. Damn, I'm thinking too much. It's terrible for being live, but I'm thinking.
It's fine. I mean, it's what happens when it's live and not doctored. Stuff happens.
Yeah, the trait thing is really what it comes down to. Is it a trait that you have? Right? Like, I don't want to be around a prideful person.
No.
I can't stand that. Being too proud means your ego is the way. Dude, totally. Absolutely. By the way, Adam, you got to jump on here. We got to interview you, dude. I would love to have you on here. But yeah, it's a characteristic, the trait, which means even going back to Wade's example before, that's why I'm so... I would never want to follow a guy that's prideful. I would never want to do that. I don't like those people. I don't trust you. I don't trust a prideful person. Not you, as you know. But like, I just don't trust a prideful person. I can't do it. And I never will.
And I think exactly what I said, the tool versus the trait, is exactly my situation is that. I was too prideful to go and seek help. Until I finally broke and decided that I had to.
Yeah.
But I do take pride in the fact that I broke and I went and got help.
Yeah, Adam, that I agree with that 100%. Yeah, that's right on point, right? Being proud is good, but being too proud in the wrong context just leads to, you know, closed minus 100%. I totally agree with that. Because I like a humble person that's confident in themselves. I love that. That's my person. I want that person around me.
There is nothing more attractive than a humble person that works hard and is eventually proud of themselves.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But if it envelops them,
right,
and they become prideful, that is no longer a good person.
In that case, it's no longer a trait, it's something that is developed.
Yeah. No, trait is bad.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying.
Trait
in your
is
example
bad.
You just gave, though, it goes from being, I don't think there's a cut and dry definition. Yeah, definitely. I agree.
Right.
I agree.
That's why when we looked it up, there's fucking four definitions right there. It's because nobody can really put a... Yeah, everybody prefers to be humble, man. Like, it's that being a humble... Dan's calling.
Lombard. I'll have to answer Lombard. Yeah. But go ahead, keep going.
Everybody prefers to be humble. Everybody prefers to be around a humble person. It's a wonderful thing. I just think... I think that's where I'm at, honestly, is it who you are as a person, or is it a feeling that you've had? I think that's the end all be all is, are you prideful or have you had pride? And I think that's where I'm at. I think we've made a lasting impression on him. We made him think. Nicole on Instagram said, love this. Do you do this every day? We do this every Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, depending on where you're at. So, we do this every week. We do it live. We were supposed to have a guest today. But unfortunately his kids were sick and, you know, he's got to be a good parent and, take after that priority. But it's not every day. It's just every Thursday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hello, Veteran Stories Podcast. All right, Adam. Take care, man.
Oh, yeah. May 3rd, the
other one. Or were they talking business stuff? I think what we did is, I think we got James out of no, it's all bad to maybe it's not all bad.
Yeah, I can see that. And no, we don't do it every day, Nicole. We do this.
I told her.
Okay. yeah. Well, I feel like the thing I can move away from. For the sake of argument, is it's not black and white.
Yeah, it's definitely not black and white. And I hated that you started with that. I don't want maybe. I just want a yes or a no. And I'm like, I'm immediately going to break that rule.
So I think that we can definitely do that. Have those deep conversations around. It's not black and white, especially when it comes to this. But there is one thing I can't break on, which is that trait. You know what I mean? for sure. I love that.
Yeah. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, it was cool. That was a great discussion. All right, everybody. We're out. That's our hour. I can't even believe it went by that fast. That was crazy.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that was an hour.
10.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I love this stuff, dude. It's okay. So much fun. So much fun. This was fantastic. Thank you, everybody, for joining in. As always, I think we got up to like 50 people live at one point I saw, like coming in, because we're at like 26 that were in here for like at least 10 minutes. And then by the numbers, I'll see afterwards, but by the numbers, you know, I think we got up pretty high this time.
Yeah.
In terms of who was live. But that's not even including all the people that came in through here on Instagram. So
a good amount of people. Pretty cool. Hey guys, just a quick reminder. The good work that Project Refit does is not free. And the funds come strictly from donations. So if you can, $5, $500,000 a month, whatever it is, join the fight. Please donate. It'll help us get back out there and keep doing the good work that we do. So, which I have pride in.
Yeah. So he's proud of it. and I am as well, very proud of this organization, and proud of everybody else that's in it. We'll have to link up. Are you guys live on YouTube too? We are live on YouTube right now as well. And just genuinely so grateful for all of you, and please donate anything, $1, again, $500,000, whatever you want, donate to us and we'll do a lot of good. We'll continue to do a lot of good with it. We're really trying to continue this growth that we've experienced over the past, I would even argue, year at this point. And recently it's just been exploding all over the place. And it's because of all you guys tuning in with us, hanging out with us, helping with it. Oh my God. That is.
It's exploding.
Oh my God. Come on, man. Yeah. I'm like, I'm in Brooklyn. I'm exploding. Oh my God. But genuinely, thank you all so much. We really do appreciate you. We appreciate all the support and help. And we love every single one of you that has come out and has supported us in any way, whether you share our posts, you refer people to us, or you come up with ideas and you come to us about how you want to help. Our volunteers also, huge, huge, huge that we have all of you.
Or if you just come out and shake our hand and ask us what we're about. Like, I love that too.
That's right. That also matters.
All of that.
That matters, because you know what happens with that? You learn about us and then somebody mentions it, you go, I know those guys, I met those guys. And it just builds up the word of mouth, which is the most important thing, you know, when it comes to marketing and when it comes to getting the word out there. Word of mouth is massive, because it also means, oh, I know them and they're for real. So please reach out to us, contact us, donate to us, and join us. Join us in this fight. So. That's it. Thank you all. And you have anything else?
No, I'm good.
Cool.
Take care.
See everybody.